Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 24th of August, and here in Auroville is hazy sunshine and humid from last night's storm on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts sun through high clouds and mostly cloudy over the night. Temperatures ranging from low at 28 to high at 35, with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Humidity is on 87%. Maximum ultraviolet index supposed to be very high today on 8. Winds from southwest at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 68%. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. the teacher centers invites teachers and parents to the next conversation on integral education. This week's topic will be integral education from Sri Aurobindo's perspective. A discussion and exploration of elements that constitute an education aimed at the growth of consciousness which can realize an unending education, constant progress and youth that never ages. The conversation will be facilitated by Deepti, who has been in Auroville for the past 4 decades, teaching, working with teenagers and youth adults for 30 of those years. On Saturday 29th of August, between 2 to 5 p.m., Botanical Gardens will celebrate its 15th birthday. At 2 p.m. they will welcome us and give us a guided tour. At 3 p.m. we can participate in the treasure hunt, and at 4:30 p.m. Genius Brothers along with Reno from Radio will give us a show. On Saturday, 29th of August, from 6:45 to 7:30 p.m. at Matri Mandir Amphitheater, we are invited to musical meditation for the full moonrise with music of our time, with scores of Jan Garbarek, Arva Part, and Brian Eno. Access only from office gate. On Sunday, 30th of August, at 4:30 p.m., and Tsalkalpa Art Dome in International Zone next to Tibetan Pavilion and Canadian Inuksuk, we are invited to Yaroslava's Flowers, new children's book launch and planting. They would like to invite all the children of Auroville, young and old, to the launch of the new children's book Yaroslava's Flowers, a story about a young girl whose love for flowers takes her on an adventure that reveals the magic and grace of flowers. By revealing their spiritual names as inspired by the mother, the flowers also reveal their ability to change the world around and within us. The event will include a short presentation, followed by special planting of seeds and other plants to help beautify the space around Tsalkalpa Art Dome and International Zone. Books will also be sold. The book was written by Noel Parent, illustration by Pankuli Singh, layout and design by Krupa, with grant support from PCG and Stichti Desire. On Sunday, 30th of August again, between 10 to 11:30 a.m. we are invited to a housewarming at the Auroville Budokana. It has been a month since they have started practicing Aikido in their brand new dojo at Dea Shakti Dana, and they would like to invite all the students, their relatives, parents, friends and the community to come and see this superb place, the Auroville Budokana, House of Martial Arts. They are saying housewarming because they will do the formal inauguration later this year with the governing board, the Auroville Foundation, SAR team and everybody who has been or is related to the project and to the community. On Saturday 29th of August from 5:30 p.m. we can participate in the Healing Village Workshop at Tamara Community, and you will explore when the great mysterious helper is selfless and intelligent, all the powers of the universe are for her to command. Only keep alert and quiet. Radiate light and peace with no intention of knowledge is to do good and then to be wonderstruck when others tell you of the miracles that took place. Bring your pendulum or purchase one at the class. Dr. Yvonne Murphy, who will be offering this workshop, has 25 years experience as a doctor of chiropractic. To book your place, you're supposed to call 96778677709. Auroville Health Center is happy to inform us that the free diabetic and hypertension camp with free Auroville eye check-up will be held on Friday 28th of August from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there will also be Ayurvedic Diagnostic Camp by Dr. Jita today from 9 a.m. to noon at Auroville Health Center. Accor informed the users of Town Hall Complex that they started with the work in the storeroom next to offices of Vehicle Service and Blue Light. The space has been cleared and some small changes will be made in order to relocate there the City Center Cafe, which is presently below Cafe Le Morgan. The space of the present City Cafe, Center Cafe will be used as a storeroom. It will be simple swap between storeroom and cafe for convenience sake. The entrance to the space will be shifted to the west side and the serving counter will be constructed on the same side so that its functioning does not interfere with the passage to the other offices. And this move has several advantages. There will be more room for sitting and more pleasant under the trees. The distance between Le Morgan and City Center Cafe will be more and will hopefully lessen tension with John Mark. Light roofing can be constructed later to give the protection from rain and sun. The space will be more suitable for the AMAs to work in as there will be more ventilation and light, and is not so close to the toilet. Today at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we will see an Indian drama, Margarita with a Straw, made in India in 2014 by writer and director Sonali Bose. Tomorrow they will screen a German drama and family, Windstorm, made in Germany in 2013 by director Katia von Garnier. But tomorrow the Pavilion of France will present at 5 p.m. a documentary, Alegria from the Sky, by Jan Artus, Bertrand and Michel Pitillo. On Wednesday at 8 p.m., we can see an interesting documentary, Shack Life, made in Australia in 2013 by director Leslie Branagan. From the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, "It is indispensable that each one finds his psychic and unites with it definitively. It is through the psychic that the supermental will be manifest itself." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on Auroville Radio.org.